Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us on Fire to Inspire tonight as we discuss the topic of take the limits off. I tell you, this topic tonight is definitely Holy Ghost inspired. That was not something that I planned to do, but one thing I tell people all the time is this is the Father's show. This is God's show. I'm just the mouthpiece that he's choosing to use in this hour. So welcome. For the listeners that are on the radio line, we are actually on Facebook Live as well. So hi, Facebook Live fans. Hi, Keith. Hi, Neville. So we are on live on Fire to Inspire. We're doing a live tonight as well. And the topic is take the limits off. But before we jump in, because I do want you guys to participate in the conversation, but before we jump in, I want to thank all of our sponsors for this month's show. We have April Graphics. April Graphics can be found on Facebook at APHOGRAFX. They're also aprographics@gmail.com. But if you've seen any of my recent pictures, they did my photo shoot, my graphics, any of the graphics you've seen with Upgrade, bless God. Hi, everybody. Thank you for the hearts. That all came from April Graphics. So that's APHOGRAFX. So thank you so much to every person that's sewing into this fruitful ministry. We have Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Watson. Angelique can take your ideas and she can bring them and make them a reality. She brings them to life. So you can find her on www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, or you can actually find Unique Expression by Design on the Facebook business page. Great evening to you, Angelique. And she can bring anything that you need customized, from pens to journals, T-shirts, anything you need for your personal or business use, anything it is. I mean, I'm telling you, anything. She's done my bling T-shirt. She's done my ink pens, my Joy is My Portion T-shirt. She's done all of that. So whatever it is that you need that needs to be customized, she can take care of that for you. And she is in the chat. She's online, so you can reach out to her now. And then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is, I tell you, your one-stop shop for any and all of your hair care and beauty needs. Roz is thebomb.com, I tell you. So you can find Roz. She does have a Facebook business page. Roz is also, she specializes in anything. So when you see my hair laid and I'm doing different broadcasts, Roz is responsible. She's responsible for my bun. also, she does relaxers, natural hair. She does braids, sew-ins, lock maintenance, because a lot of people don't know how to do lock maintenance. She takes care of that. Makeup, lashes, and so much more. So you can reach her at 404-599-3712, and you will be able to schedule your appointment, because I tell you, she is the person that will take care of your hair care and beauty needs. Again, that's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. And then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. So if you heard the intro music as we come into the show, Third Heaven Sound by Vincent Lynch. Third Heaven Sound, I'm telling you, he is a minister from heaven, and he has some great instrumental music on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. So look him up, Vincent Lynch, and he does jingles and things of that nature. So if you heard the music coming into the show, that is the jingle that he did for On Fire to Inspire. Thank you for every person that is logging on. Great evening to you. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. And then finally, we have Inspired Jewels, the number four, you. That's inspiredjewelsforyou.com. And you can get all of your $5 jewelry habits. Get your $5 jewelry fix, ladies and gentlemen. We actually have some men jewelry as well. We have necklaces and bracelets for the men. And for the women, we have necklaces. We have earrings, bracelets, rings. And I have on a piece of set here. And so, guys, I tell you, God is doing a new thing, and it's time for us to take the limits off. And that's tonight's topic, is time to take the limits off. So thank you for joining. Go ahead and share this broadcast. We are on Unfired Inspire Live. And for those of you who want to participate in the conversation, you can actually be a part by joining in on the chat. But if you want to be a part of the online radio show on the podcast, you want to dial in at 929-477-2178. And we're going to jump in a few moments. We're going to jump on in. But that number again is 929-477-2178. If you can see that number, 929-477-2178. And I'm going to bring you on live with us in a few minutes. But I want to talk to you about tonight's topic. The Lord gave me this topic yesterday morning. And he said, it's time for the limitless. So I'm like, limitless, Lord, tell me more. So as I was just seeking him, I was asking him about the limitless. And he was reminding me of many of us are in a box. We place God in a box. We place ourselves in a box. And I remember he told me one time, he said, when you come out of that box, then you're going to take me out of the box. Because, see, I was telling the Lord, I couldn't do this. I could not do the On Fire to Inspire show. I couldn't do the On Fire to Inspire book because it actually came out as a book and 7 months later. 7 months later, the show came. But God was, I'm trying to tell the creator, the one who created me, who I am, when he knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. So how can I tell him that? So tonight we're going to talk about coming out of yourself and coming out, taking the limits off of God. And so 2018 is the year of the kingdom of God. It's just bar none. It is our year. It's our time. This is not a cliche. This is not just you're in the right place at the right time. It is. It's not a word of just saying something. It's the truth. So we're in the time and the hour that is the season for God and God's people. But with that said, we have to understand that we serve a limitless God. And so why are we placing limits on him if we serve a limitless God? That was one of the things he was reminding me. He was like, how can you serve me and say you love me, but yet you put me in a limit me? You know, you trust me in this and you trust me in that, but give me, I want free reign, I want total reign. And I'm like, woo! So I don't know who this word is for tonight, but God wants total reign. He wants total access. And he wants to be able to give you all of him because he wants you to give him all of you. And so many times we're moving forward with our day-to-day, just our day-to-day routines. You're clocking to a job you're hating. You're going into a job that you're like, oh, you clock in at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whatever your time is. And then you're like, oh, God, is it 5 o'clock yet? No, he did not intend for you to live a life like that. So I'm asking you, are you sleeping on your gift? God has placed something on the inside of you, and there is a burning desire to be fruitful and multiply. I'm not talking about babies. No, I'm not. I'm talking about being fruitful and producing that which he has placed on the inside of you. What is it that he's placed on the inside of you that you're sitting on? He showed me a vision a little while ago of people sitting on their hands. That was about a month before the show was released. He said, the people are sitting on their hands. He said, it's time for them to stop sitting on their hands. It's time for them to awaken and live out the life that I've called them to. So why are you sleeping? Why are you sitting on these gifts, these talents and abilities that he's giving you? So are you simply sitting and are you trusting him with the things? Are you walking in fear? Are you walking in doubt? What is it? So understand the hour that we're in. In this hour, it's time for you to take the limits off of God and walk in the things that the Lord has placed on the inside of you. You need to shut down every fear, every uncertainty, everything that has tried to hold you hostage, everything from word curses. People say, oh, you can't do that. Well, guess what? God didn't give it to them. He gave it to you. So since he gave it to you, then he's going to allow you to birth that which he has placed on the inside of you. So it's time for you to come out of the norm, come out of the cocoon, okay? And if that means you need to go start researching what it is that you want to do, it's time to do that. It's time to walk into the things that God is calling you to. So there may be a person that's doing what you're doing. So guess what? Start researching. Watch them. What are they doing? Now ask God to give you your special spin, because, see, there's only one of you, and there's going to be a way that you're going to make it your own. There's going to be a way that he's going to bring it to perfection, to where you will be called out beyond what they're doing. So, no, you may not know how to do it or what to do, but guess what? It's not about you. It's about you doing what he's calling you to, because you're being a blessing to the kingdom and you're being a blessing to the people, because that's what it's about. It's about your gift making room for you. It's not for you. It's for others. Y'all bear with me, because the Lord just gave me, he gave me the topic yesterday, but he just gave me the word about an hour ago. Hallelujah. So as I heard him download this into my spirit, I just started taking notes. So, he's gifted you in so many areas. What do you have in your hands? I want you to look at your hands, and I want you to say, what is it that he's placed on the inside of your hands? No more sitting on those gifts. No more sitting and walking in fear and doubt. It's time to stand up. I remember the Lord said, it's time to awaken, arise, and move. I remember almost two summers ago, we were in South Carolina, and we did a summit called On Fire and Expecting Greater with Mr. Expect Greater. Hey, Ed, it's a rat, I tell you. So the thing of it all is, it's time to awaken, arise, and move, and expect greater, because it's time to take the limits off of yourself and take the limits off of God. Come out of the box. Come out of the bondage that you may have placed yourself in, or maybe you've allowed people to place you in. I remember I had a guest about last month, and she was a counselor, and she said this, and it blessed me. She said, stop allowing people's words, People's opinions, stop allowing people's opinions to be your reality. Now, I'm going to say that again. Stop allowing people's opinions to be your reality. See, someone else may have, what they tried to do may have failed for them, but guess what? You're not them. God placed something special on the inside of you. You're unique. You're an authentic you. You're not a carbon copy. He created you. He placed something special on the inside of you. And it's time for you to birth out that which, again, he has placed on the inside of you. So I'm so excited about what he's doing in this hour for his people. But I need you all to awaken, arise, and move. And I need you to take the limits off of him. Take yourself out of the bondage and take yourself from everything that's trying to hold you hostage. And you know what? Many things are. It starts with a renewing of the mind. And renew another mind. You got to take that mindset, take it off, and renew that mind daily. I tell you, we did a 21-day detox last month, and so I'm going to be releasing a book a week from today. It's actually an e-book. It's going to be 99 cents. It's an e-book. It's a devotional e-book about the 21-day mind detox. It's time for us to shift our mindset to things that God has said about us, to understanding who we are and who he is to us. So one of the scriptures, before I jump into the scripture, I want you to remember this. You got to see, how are you seeing yourself? You got to ask yourself, how do I see myself? How do you see yourself? How does Aaliyah see herself? How does Miss On Fire to Inspire see herself? Well, this scripture that backs that up, Colossians 3:1 says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So you got to come up in your thinking. You got to come in your thought process. You got to see yourself seated with Christ. You got to see yourself seated with him. And if you see yourself raised and seated in a high place, then guess what? You got to understand that the pettiness and the low life stuff, it don't belong to you. That is not your portion. Understand who you are and whose you are. He wants the best for you. And so it takes a renewing of the mind to come up in your thinking, okay? That was Colossians 3:1, so that was one of your references. For someone that is in the chat, if you can actually put that in the chat, that's Colossians 3:1. And then we're talking about Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. So understand, you're filled with the fullness of him. So why are you walking in fear? Why are you letting people and things hold you hostage when you're walking in the fullness of the Father? Thing is beautiful when you understand who you are, whose you are, and that you're walking in the fullness of the Father. It's so beautiful. So that's Ephesians 3:19. Now we're going to jump into 1 Corinthians 2:9. The English Standard Version reads this: "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him." So you can't fathom with your carnal mind what God wants to do for you. You heard the passage, 1 Corinthians 2:9. It said your eyes cannot even grasp it. Your ears can't, your heart can't even grasp what he wants to do for you. So first it starts with renewing this mindset, taking the limits off, okay? And the final scripture I have for you is 1 Peter 4:8. And I says this: "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's people in various forms." So whatever gift that God has given you, do it unto him. Do it as an humble, as a servant unto him. Do it in love. It's all about using your gift to edify the kingdom of God, not about building yourself up, because, see, all of that is going to fall into place when you do what he's called you to do, when you're walking in every gift, talent, and ability that he's given you. So I tell you, God has made a huge investment on the inside of you. And I heard someone say this, and I can't remember who said it, but God has made a huge investment on the inside of you. This is what he said. And then he said, not only has he made a huge investment on the inside of you, but what are you doing on making sure he gets a good return? He's made a huge investment on the inside of you. It's time for him to get a good return on his investment. So every gift, talent, and ability, it's time to walk in the things of God. I'm telling you, there is somebody waiting on you. You have the gifting of whatever it is. If you're a caterer, you better bake and you better cook. If you're a baker or dessert or whatever, do it. If you are an entrepreneur, serve to the best of your ability. Work in, be ethical, be knowledgeable of your craft. Become an area expert of what you do. Love what you do, because the passion of what you do is going to exude through your very pores if you operate in love and do things in ethics, because I'm seeing people these days not being ethical, and God can't bless no mess. But I'm telling you, do it to the glory of God. And then I tell you, I'm just excited. It's time for you to understand that it's time to take the limits off. It's time to walk in the fullness of what God has called you to in this hour. So if you want to participate in the conversation, go ahead and log in at the phone number or dial in at the number of 929-477-2178. That, again, is 929-477-2178. So we can bring you on the line with everyone, and because the broadcast is recorded each and every week, so you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire, and we will bring you on. It's recorded. So want to make sure that if you want to participate in the discussion, that we're going to bring you live. So, again, 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and I'll go ahead and bring you live. So, guys, bear with me while I go check the phone lines and see if anyone's pressing and raising their hands. Guys, don't be bashful, because this is not the hour to be bashful. We're taking the limits off. So come out your comfort zone and let's make it happen. Hold on. Let's see what we have. So if you have a question or comment and you're dialed in at 929-477-2178, press 1 now and we'll bring you live. We're talking about take the limits off. It's time to walk into the things that God has called you to. It's time to take the limits off. Press 1 if you want to come on and talk live about this topic. So we've had so many people that have shared awesome testimonies about coming out of self and allowing God to be God. So if you allow God to be God and you come out of that comfort zone, you come out of that box you place yourself in, I tell you there's a freedom and liberty in that thing. There is such a joy. There's an expectancy and an excitement that it produces. But, again, you got to come out of yourself. You got to let God be God. You got to take the limits off of yourself, and therefore you'll be taking the limits off of him. So bear with me. We're going to be If you want to be a part of the discussion on the podcast, dial in at 929-477-2178 and press 1. We're going to bring it live. It is recorded each and every week, so bear with me while I check the phone lines. And don't be bashful, guys. 929-477-2178. So we are talking about take the limits off. Too many people have, you know, one of the things I've heard, I think it was Les Brown, and Les Brown said that the richest place, nope, wasn't Les Brown, I'm sorry, it was the late Dr. Miles Monroe. He said the richest place in the world is the graveyard, it's the cemetery. Why? Because there were so many dreams, so many things that people just allowed to die with them. It's time for us to awaken, arise, and move in the things of God. So take the limits off. Come out your comfort zone and do what he's calling you to do. So, again, whatever it is, he's placed on the inside of you, the time is now. It's time to stop sitting on those gifts. It's time to stop making excuses. We buy excuses and procrastination now in the name of Jesus because it's time for you to come forth. It's time for you to awaken, arise, and move. You can't sleep, you can't slumber, and you can't sit there and talk about, oh, well, you don't understand what I've been through about my past. Guess what? That happened, and I promise you, we can sympathize, and we're not negated that it didn't happen. But guess what? It's time to no longer allow those things to hold you hostage. It's time to walk forth and move forth in the things that God has called you to. So, again, the topic tonight is take the limits off. If you want to participate in the online podcast, dial in 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We got some bashful people. They're dialed in, but they're not pressing 1 yet. So let me see if they're ready yet. Give me a second. 929-477-2178. Press option 1. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Linda. Linda Lee.
Great evening to you, Linda. How are you this evening?
I am doing well this evening, just listening and being blessed by the subject.
Amen. I can't take any credit from it for it, Linda. The Holy Spirit gave it to me, and I just do what he said.
Amen. Nothing like obedience. There won't be any bleating of sheep in his ear for you.
Amen. Amen. Did you want to make a comment?
Yes. When you were talking about let's not sit on the gifts, let's not sit on them, move out on them. A lot of times it could possibly be where they're sitting on them because that scripture actually is scary to some people about too much is given, much is required. And so when people realize how much they are really given, you know, sometimes we look at that scripture in terms of getting stuff, but sometimes it's about what he has already given us that's inside of us. And we don't want to do, once he reveals what's in us and what we could and should be doing, that's a scary thing because nobody wants to actually move out on it because it requires work, it requires growth, it requires pain in order to gain within that thing.
But you know what? You get to the point where you're in pain, just sitting still anyway, so why not have the good pain and then you'll be out of it and growing, you know?
Because that fear stops them, and laziness as well. It takes work to do that.
That's true. So they're allowing fear and laziness to hold them hostage.
Exactly. And then you know what else too, Sister Aaliyah, depending on who's been speaking in their ear all this time. Who's been overriding the voice of God. If they're in a bad relationship and that man is telling them, you're nothing, if you're not for me, you're nothing, that thing get planted in their ear, they start believing that. Or if their parents told them that, or if society is telling them that, that thing gets planted in their ear because they've been fed that more than they've been feeding on the word.
Wow, that's good, Linda, that's good. Because a lot of times if you continually hear something negative, you start internalizing that thing. And if you don't have the the thing that is combating that, having that word in you or things of that nature, then you start internalizing and living out what they're saying. And that
exactly.
goes along with what I said earlier. We had a counselor that said, don't allow someone else's opinion to be your reality, and that's what too many people have allowed to happen. Do you agree?
Exactly. Exactly. Hold on a second. My husband wanted to say something as well.
Good afternoon. I just want to say sometimes it comes from our upbringing and what we have allowed to resonate in our in our subconscious, that when we do hear a word from God, we be skeptical, like, okay, is it me? Or they don't believe that they are worthy to achieve anything but the negative, because that's where they come from. But the word of God said they got to have a leap of faith, and we got to, you know, we got to have faith. Faith has a mustard seed, and we got to be able to move that mountain and just walk in faith. And like Linda said, you got to come out of fear. But it takes, you know, them mm-hmm. faith will get you out of fear, but you got to believe it. You got to believe in yourself first.
I agree. I appreciate you guys for joining in on the topic tonight. That's a good stuff, because, you know, you don't think about that generational stuff where, you know, the family speaking this stuff into your ear all your life. So here you are, 30 years old, 40 years old, still remembering what, you know, you were fed all of your childhood. And so you get stuck in a place. So, yes, I didn't think about that one. So, yes, that is great. And so it's time to walk in faith and not fear. So I appreciate you guys tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Aaliyah. Thank you for
Amen.
Doing what you do and being steadfast in this thing. We appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. We give God praise. I want you to give a quick shout-out to your own here. Go ahead and give a quick shout-out about what you got going on.
Well, we have a play coming up. We have a production company. We have a play coming up next month on the 28th at 4 o'clock p.m. We still have plenty, plenty of tickets. And your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, is in the show. She is going to be in the show. She agreed to do it, and we're so thankful to have her there. For whatever she can give of us, of her, we're thankful for it. And we're starting an internet TV show this coming Saturday, the 10th, on Saturdays from 1 to 2. So we're just trying to, when God speaks, we're like Aaliyah. We're just trying to move in. And that's why it's good to have people like an Aaliyah and other people. Your community, your circle matters. Who's in your circle? It matters. So we're thankful. We're thankful to God for you being in our circle and allowing us to cross paths and us to be able to be in your circle, Aaliyah. We thank God for you, woman of God.
I thank God for you guys, and I tell you, you're a true testament of what God is doing for the kingdom of God and, you know, for his people, because so many people just sit on it, but that's not what you guys are doing. And I love what you guys are doing as a tag team. You all are a power couple in the earth as well as in the spirit. So thank you so much for what you do.
Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. I tell you, we have the Lees, Linda and her husband, Antonio. Linda and Antonio Lee just joined us from Lee and Lee Productions. And I tell you, they have an awesome play coming up on April 28th. And I am a part of that cast, April 28th at 4 p.m. at Cross Center Theater. That's 4 p.m. April 28th. And then I have also another play I'm a part of, April 21st and 22nd. That's at 4 p.m. And you can look on them right on both of the plays. The other play is April 21st and 22nd at the Porter Stafford Building at 4 p.m. All of the plays at 4 p.m. And that one's called It's All About Me. Both are gospel stage plays. They're phenomenal, great playwrights. I am so honored that God, you know, has allowed me to be able to be a part of their cast. I would just found out on Sunday I'm going to be doing a dual role in It's All About Me on the Saturday show. So if you're interested in tickets, reach out on Eventbrite or reach out to me because all the cast members are also selling tickets as well. Tickets are $20. And I'm telling you, you're sowing into fertile ground, great, great stage play. And some of the funds are going back into organ donation and other nonprofits. So we praise God. I thank God for you. Let's see if we have some more people who want to be a part. Guys, if you want to be a part of the online podcast discussion, dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We'll bring you live. Well, let me see who is ready to talk now. Press 1 and we'll bring you live, guys. That's 929-477-2178. Press 1. We'll bring you live so that you can share with us. We're talking about take the limits off. We're taking the limits off as we move forth in the things that God has called us to. So the leads had shared with us sometimes maybe it's the upbringing. Maybe they were spoken, you know, the life was sucked out of them even as a child. And so it's time to renew our minds and walk in faith and no longer walk in, just moving in the things that he's calling us to. So as a result of the obedience, the leads are doing their play on April 28th. They're doing her internet TV show is starting this coming Saturday. So coming out of the box, walking in the faith and walking in obedience, God is just opening doors, and that's what he's doing in this hour for the kingdom of God. But you got to take the limits off. Take yourself out of the hostage because it's time. So I'm telling you, God is so faithful, and I'm so excited about what I'm seeing happening in the earth for the people of God. It's just, it's so exciting. So we have had we've had the leads and Linda talked about some things and Lee Antonio talked about it as well. And we're talking about just coming out of that comfort zone. Have you ever? I got a question for you. And be honest with yourself. Have you ever seen a millionaire, a self-made millionaire, in their comfort zone? You haven't. So it's time to come out of that comfort zone, and it's time to walk in faith. And say, okay, God, whatever it is you put on the inside of me, some people don't know what it is. So your next thing is to start praying and seeking God. God, what is my purpose, and what is it that you want me to do? Now, when I was praying about my purpose a few years ago, I asked God, I said, what did you put purpose, what did you put breath in this life to be, and what did you put breath in this life to do? And so as I asked God to do those things and show me, he started showing me through the writings. I'm getting ready to release a week from today, book number 4. And that one will be an e-book. And God, please support me. I'm trying to hit, well, I will hit Amazon bestseller with your help. It is called The 21-Day Mind Detox. It's devotional. And it's a 21-day mind detox. It's time for us to shift our mindset to the things that God has said about us, to the things that his promises, because his promises for us are still yea and amen, despite what other people have said to you, despite what you have said to yourself, because sometimes you're your own worst enemy. So it's time for you to start speaking forth life and being intentional about your words and taking the limits off. So what I'm saying is, what I'm saying being intentional, intentionally speak what you want to see. Intentionally speak life, even when you're teasing. I will say stuff like, oh, you make me sick. I'll do it. Because guess what? You setting things up. There's so many, you know, there's so much power in your words. And it is time for you to walk in the things that God has promised you. So you got to be intentional about your words. You got to be strategic and intentional about your words. Because we're in an hour that God is producing everything that you're seeing. You're seeing great manifestation in this hour because of your obedience. So it's time. It is time. Let's see here. Let's check the radio show. If you want to be a part of the discussion and you're on the air at 929-477-2178, press 1 and we'll bring you live. If you have any questions or comments, we'll bring you live and you can join us with the conversation. But I tell you guys, I'm excited about what God is doing. For those of you who don't want to dial in, you want to be a little bashful in your own Facebook Live, go ahead and make your comments in here, and I'll read it to the listeners because, again, this is recorded through the online show. So we want to make sure that everyone gets to participate one way or the other because it is time for people to walk in the blessing, and it's time to stop the limitations. It's time to It's time for us, and this is what I say all the time, it's time for us to stop leaving liabilities and start creating legacies. It's time for us to leave legacies for our children and our children's children and our children's children's children. It's time for generational wealth, people. It's time for us to walk in that thing. It's time to walk it out. So you got to come out that comfort zone. You got to come out of, you got to take those limits off of yourself. It's time to take the limits off and walk in these things that God is calling you to. Let's see here. 929-477-2178. Press 1. We're going to bring you live. If you have a comment or question, and we'll go ahead and bring you on the show. Let's see here. And, guys, please don't send me a chat or a text for me to read. Just chat it in the Facebook Live because I'm not checking my phone right now. So go into Facebook Live and make the chat if you want to participate and you don't have an opportunity to dial in right now. But while we are waiting, because I had another person saying she's wanting to make a comment, but give her a moment. So while we're waiting, again, I want to thank all of our sponsors for going into the show this month. Guys, again, if you've seen my photos, if you saw the photo shoot pictures, if you've seen all of my new graphics, if you've seen my website, onfiretoinspire.com, all of that has been done by Afogratics, and you can find them on Facebook at A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X. We have Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. She's in the chat as well. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, Inspired Jewels, the number 4, you, for your $5 paparazzi jewelry. And we have Third Head of Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound, with Vincent Lynch. And his CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. And, again, remember the plays we have coming up. We have It's All About Me. That is the play that I'm a part of on April 21st and 22nd. At the Port of Sanford Building at 4 p.m., both shows at 4 p.m. We have 50 Miles Per Hour stage play, gospel stage play you just heard from the lead. That is their production on April 28th. I'm a part of that production as well. So I give God praise. So it's time for you to walk in every gift, talent, and ability that God is giving you. It's like, well, then what are you doing? Well, I love acting. I love being a blessing and speaking life. So I am going to be a part of both plays. So there's 3 shows, 2 for It's All About Me, 1 for the 50 Miles Per Hour, and I will be on Linda's show really soon. Linda, I'll be confirming that date. I think I have a date for you. Want to make sure that we're coinciding. But, guys, it is time. And don't forget, a week from today, we're going to be launching the 21-Day Mind Detox Devotional eBook. It's only going to be 99 cents. So go out to Amazon and support me so we can hit this Amazon bestseller. I'm telling you, you know, it's time for us to just renew our mind and understand that we have a yay and amen despite what we've been through, despite where we've been, despite what you may currently be going through. Guess what? God is still a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I tell you, I promise you, he will not let you down. He can't. So just trust and walk in faith. It's time to see the fruitfulness of what he's put on the inside of you. Take the limits off. Stop holding yourself hostage. It's time to do it. Let's see if anybody's ready. 929-477-2178. Press option 1 if you are ready to come live with us. Again, guys, a week from today, we are doing On Fire. I keep saying On Fire. It's Fire. Oh, my goodness. The 21-Day Mind Detox. Devotional. It is an ebook coming out on Amazon, so we're looking for the support. It's only going to be 99 cents, so please go out and support it, download it, bless a friend with it, share them, tell them about it, because it's time for us to shift our mindset into the understanding that God, who God has called us to be. How do you see yourself? Well, it's time for you to start seeing yourself as the royalty that God has placed on the inside of you. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and end the show because the other people are being too bashful. And so we're going to end tonight with this. Remember that in this hour, in this season, in this dispensation right now, it is imperative that you awaken, you arise, and you move in the things of God. It is time for you to take the limits off of yourself because, therefore, you're taking the limits off of God. It's time for you to live a purposeful life. It's time for you to live a purpose-filled life. And it's time for you to live on purpose each and every day. I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire and Inspired. Talk to you guys at the same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday and Inspired. Oops, guys, I got a person that's ready to talk. Let me jump on here and pull her in.
Okay, Aaliyah,
welcome,
can you hear me?
Welcome to On Fire and Inspired. I can hear you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
we can hear you.
Aaliyah. Okay, I just wanted to say I wanted to invest in your ebook next week.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I'm going to get several to put in our gift bags and our play.
Okay.
Yes, I want to do that.
Well,
yeah. But I wanted to say about putting no limits on God, on how God is unlimited in whatever he does for us. And we have a tendency to want to put him to the side or put him in that little chair and tell him to just sit there until we do what we want to do. But my mind goes back to the parable of the talents in Matthew 25 mm-hmm. and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
For the first two servants, God doubled their wealth. And then for that third one, the one who took this special effort to bury the talent that the master had given, God told him that he was lazy. But now for the first two who wanted to say, I am going to see what I can do with what I'm saying God, but that's what the master was. The master was the symbol of God. So it's what's up. When God gives us gifts and talents, we can't sit on them. A God will take them away. He can do us the same as what he did for that third servant. Said, you don't want to utilize what I gave you. You don't want to plant the seed and make it grow and reach others. I'll just take everything I gave from you. And it's the same as with me. When I was older, God gave me visions, and I was telling God, no, I can't do that because I don't know anything about this. And he's saying, he just folded his arms and said, okay, fine, no problem. I'll give it to somebody else. And now, with the vision God gave me 30 years ago, it's just flourishing. I'm just meeting people who are, because right now I'm working on organ donation awareness, Aaliyah. And I'm meeting people who need organs. I'm meeting people who are saying, oh, yes, I'm a donor. Oh, yes, I've given. So what I have done with the talent that God gave me is I'm just spreading it to others. We can't sit on what God gives us. What we would be doing is limiting ourselves. Because we would be quick to say, I don't know anything about this God, so I can't do it. I didn't know anything about casting and acting, but God gave me the gift, and now, hey, it's history. I love what I do. But I just thought about that Matthew 25:14 through 28, I think it is 14 through 30. But we can't limit him because, as you said earlier, he knew the plan for us while we were in our mother's wombs.
Yes.
So there it is. Yes. He is saying, you just go and teach my children. Mm-hmm. Just be a servant for mine. And that's all I have to say, Aaliyah. I just go off on a tangent sometimes when I think about his goodness. God is just greater than all, Aaliyah. And thank you for what you're doing to reach out and help people to know that they can move up. They can move up. And not be hindered. And let the naysayers stay on the sideline. And just keep it moving. Keep moving north.
Amen.
I'm done.
Thank you so much for sharing it again about the play. The date, August.
And Aaliyah.
Yes, ma'am.
Aaliyah. Yeah, I was going to tell you.
Yes,
the end of the month, we will be having a special for your listeners, those who want to attend the play. Yeah, God led me to say we will have a special for them.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
All right.
So guys,
you hear that at the end of March, there's going to be a special for the On Fire to Inspire listeners. So make sure you look out for that. It's all about me. We have Sister Teresa Smith online for It's All About Me. She is a playwright for this awesome stage play that I'll be a part of. That's April the 21st and 22nd at 4 p.m. at Porter Sanford. And I'm telling you guys, you're in for a treat, an awesome, awesome treat. And thank you so much. I'm honored to be able to be a part of the cast.
Okay. Thank you, Aaliyah. Thank you, and
yes,
good
ma'am.
Night.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good
night. Okay.
Good night. All right. Guys, I tell you, as we were closing out, I had another person chime in and said, hey, I got something to say. So we give God praise for her sharing. Out of her obedience, God is blessing. She's been writing plays now for 30 years. She is getting ready to put on a two-day play at Porter Sanford Performing Arts. April 21st and 22nd, I am a part of that wonderful cast at 4 p.m. And then they're going to be doing a special just for our listeners at the end of the month. So tune in, keep your ears tuned in for that. And then also April 28th, 50 miles per hour, that gospel stage play with the leads. I tell you, I'm a part of that one as well. I'm so honored to be a part of both of these plays. These are some amazing women and men of God that are walking in their gifts. They are not putting limits on themselves. They're not putting limits on God because they understand that it's not about them. They understand it's all about him getting the glory because it's about him being glorified through you using your gifts. Amen. Amen. So welcome to all of you who have joined, and I didn't get to say hello to you. We're about to end the broadcast, but you can go back and listen to the Facebook live recording, or you can go to On Fire to Inspire through www.onfiretoinspire.com. Excuse me, I'm giving you the website, but that is my website. Or you can go listen at blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire, and it will be recorded. The recording will be completed within about 5 minutes of ending the show. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler. It's On Fire to Inspire. The topic tonight was Take the Limits Off. So it's time for you to take the limits off and walk in the fruitfulness of everything that God has called you to. Love you guys. We'll be back same time next week. Look out for the 21-Day Mind Detox ebook coming out a week from today. That ebook is coming out. I am releasing that. I'm looking for your support, and it's only 99 cents. Love you guys. Have a good night.